Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information as an investigation into the crash that claimed the lives of Natalie McLaughlin and her six-year-old daughter Ella gets underway. It's emerged this afternoon that residents' associations could be held responsible for damage or injuries caused by trees falling within their estates. Gardaí are investigating a hit-and-run that happened in Muff on Tuesday the 24th of June, and the Grand Master of the Orange Order is calling for more support for the annual 12th of July parade in Rossnoula. These stories and full plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest sports news at around 8:15. But first, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information as an investigation into the crash that claimed the lives of Natalie McLaughlin and her six-year-old daughter Ellie gets underway. The car that Natalie was driving in collided with a van on the R240 in Carrow Moor. Rhea Rose, Natalie's infant daughter, and her partner Tyrone, aged in his 30s, sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Speaking on the 9 till noon show, Garda Niall Maguire urged anyone with information to come forward.
I'm sure your listeners are well aware of the tragic accident that occurred last week on the R240 at Carrow Moor, Glentoher, Cairndonagh. So we're obviously conducting an intensive investigation into the circumstances of this collision. So this happened on the 2nd of July, shortly before 6:30 p.m. My colleagues and other emergency services were alerted to what happened, a collision involving a car and a van on the R240. And as you know, Greg, unfortunately, Natalie, age 27, and Ella McLaughlin, age 6, passed away as a result of their injuries from that horrific collision. Tyrone and Rhea Rose are in our thoughts. They're still in hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, so we wish them a speedy recovery. But again, we have a job to do, Greg, so if anybody could assist us, if anybody was travelling the road and may have had dash cam, which is always super beneficial to our own investigation, on Wednesday the 2nd of July, shortly after 6:30 p.m, please make the footage available to my colleagues in Buncrana, and they can be contacted on 074 932 0540, or indeed any Garda station or the confidential line 1-800-666-111.
It's emerged this afternoon that residents' associations could be held responsible for damage or injuries caused by trees falling within their estates. The issue arose at a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, during which Councillor Jerry McMonagall said with increased weather warnings around climate change and warnings of more severe weather conditions in the future, the risk posed by trees needs to be assessed. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Councillor Jerry McMonagall asked that an audit be carried out of all trees in housing developments across the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District with a view toward removing trees deemed to be dangerous. In particular, he asked for an audit in Knocknamona Park and Park View, where a number of trees came down during Storm Éowyn, narrowly missing houses. He also said in some cases, growing trees are affecting footpaths and roads. Officials said under law, the landowner is responsible for taking all reasonable steps to ensure trees on their land isn't a hazard to persons using the public road. In housing estates, they said, the management of trees will be the responsibility of the landowner or the residents' association, whichever has responsibility for the green areas within their estate. Councillor McMonagall asked if that was effectively putting the responsibility on residents' associations if someone were killed or injured by a falling tree in a green area. Councillor McMonagall said in many cases residents' associations are no longer functional, and this issue requires a council response, as that is a big burden to place on any group. Seconding the motion, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh said if there are responsibilities lying with landowners or others, they need to be advised of that by the council.
Gardaí are investigating a hit-and-run that happened in Muff on Tuesday the 24th of June. A white Audi and blue Volvo Jeep collided on the R239 at Sapa at approximately 7:38 p.m. Both vehicles were travelling towards Muff. The driver of the Volvo with Northern registration plates left the area immediately in the direction of Burnfoot. The other driver was taken to hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The Grand Master of the Orange Order is calling for more support for the annual 12th of July parade in Rossnoula. The event, which takes place on the Saturday before the 12th each year, attracts thousands, with members of over 50 lodges from Donegal, Monaghan, Cavan, Leitrim and across Northern Ireland attending, along with a number of international visitors. On today's 9 till noon show, David Mahon told Greg Hughes that the Rossnoula parade is hugely popular and has a reputation for being one of the best orange parades on the calendar. However, he says apart from support from when President Mary McAleese was an office, they've received no funding.
All the felts in Northern Ireland receive funding because there's a lot of costs, loads of things like toilets, refuse. We don't receive funding, and ours is only 12th in the Republic of Ireland. We have lodges there, has been down, Adversnaula, and has sent us emails back with great reports, great day, really loved the guards and the way they handled everything, and just been speaking to them. So, you know, Rosanna is a good advert in general for Orangerton, especially when it's in Donegal.
In a statement, Highland Radio Donegal County Council says no application for funding was received from the organisers of the Rosanna 12th Parade, but the event was promoted on the Go Visit Donegal website as agreed with the event organisers. The council also says several lodges availed of capital funding for refurbishment of Orange Halls in the 2000s. The HSE has announced the appointment of a permanent GP for Litchermack Ward. Dr. Shahzad Ahmad will take up the position on Tuesday, July 15th. Dr. Ahmad will be based in the recently refurbished health centre in Litchermack Ward. The HSE says they would like to assure patients in the area that there will be no changes to the current service arrangements in place for them, and have thanked Dr. Charles McManus for all his support over the past number of months. A protest will be held this evening outside Leinster House against the government's decision to not reduce college fees for 2025-2026. In a statement, Aintis na McLean and Aaron said students won't foot the bill after Minister for Further and Higher Education James Lawless said that as things stand, third level students will have to pay an extra €1,000 in fees this year compared to last year, which would see the contribution return to a figure of €3,000. They say they are calling for a reversal of the decision and want the government to develop and implement a roadmap for the reduction and abolishment of fees for third level students. Vice President for Welfare at AMLEI, Emma Monaghan, says students are fed up of broken government promises.
The reason why we're protesting today is because of broken promises from the current government. We were told that over the course of this government that they would look to abolish fees completely, and all that we're seeing now is an increase in fees, which seems to be going the complete opposite direction. Things haven't gotten any better for anyone, let alone students. They're still facing, you know, the cost of living, they're still facing hidden course fees, they're still facing the accommodation shortage and the price of accommodation. So taking away the support from them is could be detrimental, really.
You have said that the decision should be reversed, and you have also called for a reduction and abolishment of fees for third level students. What do you hope to see in the near future, and then I suppose in the long term, what can be done to support students?
So obviously, as we've said there, we want to see the decision reversed. Alongside that, we want to see this easy grant system completely reformed, as it's just completely outdated. There's students that are slipping through the cracks over a couple of euro who aren't getting any kind of financial support throughout their time in college. And then over the next few years, we would like to see the complete abolishment of the fees, which is something that AMLEI has been calling for years and years. So obviously we've seen a lot of the opposition parties talking about it, saying that they're going to be there. We've kind of been reaching out to our own members, so all of our member organisations, and they're kind of sending it out onto their students. We've gotten a lot of traction on our social media from it. So yeah, we would hopefully be seeing a big crowd at it.
The government says its new commission of investigation will work to a strict deadline of 5 years. It will examine allegations of historical sexual abuse in schools following a scoping inquiry which recorded over 2,000 allegations across over 300 schools and 42 religious orders. Education Minister Helen McEntee says Commission Chair Mr Justice Michael McGrath will have to report to the government in 2 years' time with an outline of progress. She says work is ongoing to obtain financial compensation from perpetrators.
Any scheme must be funded by those who ran the schools where this abuse occurred. Let me be very clear, all potential levers that can be brought to bear to secure the funding from those responsible for sexual abuse in schools must be considered and will be considered.
An Israeli official says progress has been made on a Gaza ceasefire deal. Zeev Elkin, a member of Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet, says there's a substantial chance an agreement will be reached. It comes after the Israeli Prime Minister told Donald Trump he's nominated him for Nobel Peace Prize. The Taoiseach says that Netanyahu's focus should be on ending the conflict, but Micheál Martin says the US President does not want peace.
President Trump does want an end to war. From what I can see in terms of his basic position and philosophy, if you read in terms of any analysis of President Trump, he doesn't believe in war. He believes war is irrational and he believes war is stupid. And I think that's genuine on his part, but I think there's no doubt in my mind that we need a ceasefire urgently.
chronic traffic congestion is causing poor air quality in the Twin Towns. That's according to Councillor Patrick McGowan, who says that HGVs heading to Donegal Town, Buncrana and Letterkenny all pass through Ballybuffet. He says it is having a negative impact on respiratory health as a result. Councillor McGowan says this must be highlighted in a bid to expedite the Twin Town by bypass.
Anything coming in and out of the county, coming like from as far away as Limerick, Galway, Sligo, coming in that are heading, say, to Letterkenny or the Neshoven direction, have to come through the main street and Ballybuffet and Stour, like unlike a lot of other major towns that are bypassed, so that you only have, say, local traffic or delivery lorries, like a lot of lorries coming through. Because of the urgent need to have the town bypassed, these, a lot of these vehicles are stopping traffic jams and stopping and starting and that, which is obviously affecting the air quality in the town. And what I have asked, and I had asked previously, to get an air quality monitor placed in the town. There was one done a couple of years ago, but that had never been finished. The results of that have never been gathered up and presented. We haven't had a report back, and I presume they'll be out of date at this stage. But nevertheless, if anyone Googles on the EPA website, they have three monitors in the county, and I'm asking that there would be a full-time monitor in Ballybuffet and Stranorder.
Traffic is one thing, and, you know, it's frustrating, but also it can have a really negative impact on respiratory health as well.
On a seven-day-a-week basis, that town is extremely busy. You can smell the fumes yourself if you're only walking past. Imagine what it's like for people who are living there. The last one was done, it was done over in Stranorder. I've asked that this one will be done and placed at the Gardner station. That'll be a good location to do this.
447 admitted patients were on trolleys in hospital this morning. The INMO says University Hospital Limerick accounts for the largest number of those with 100. That's followed by Letterkenny University Hospital with 44 and University Hospital Galway with 35. In LUH, 17 were in the emergency department and the remaining 27 were in wards elsewhere in the hospital. The time is 12 minutes past 5. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Kenny's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Katie. Starting with Gaelic Games, and the clubs of the county will find out this evening who their opposition will be in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Club Championships. The senior, intermediate and junior draws will be held and are due to get underway at 6:30. Former Republic of Ireland star goalkeeper Shay Given will appear at this week's Business Breakfast in Letterkenny, which takes place at the Clannery Hotel on Thursday the 10th at 8 a.m. Given joins Jim McGuinness and Donna Kelly as special guests. All proceeds from the event will go to the Donegal GA Team's training fund and the Donegal Hospice. There are still limited tickets available. For more information, you can go to donegalga.ie. Well, the countdown is on for Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final between Donegal and Meath at Croke Park. Among Brendan Devaney's guests at last night's DL debate was 2012 All-Ireland winner Rory Kavanagh, who says Meath will be content with the underdogs tag.
I think Meath are going to come out of the traps fast, like against Donegal, like, and you know, I don't think they'll give one iota of respect to Donegal, you know, even though we're back-to-back Ulster champion. I think Robbie Brennan has a bit of that siege mentality that Donegal have been creating in the last couple of weeks. I think there's a bit of that going on there, you know, the fact that they've been written off and they've been given no respect, and you know, they'll be playing that underdog tag really, really well, like, so they're going to be a very dangerous opponent for Donegal, and we need to be on it. Like,
TG Cahir All-Ireland Senior Championship relegation playoff between Donegal and Leitrim will take place at Kilcoyne Park, Tobercurry, Sligo, this Saturday the 12th of July, with a throw-in time of 2 o'clock. In other news, the Dublin County Board has expressed deep sadness over the death of legendary All-Ireland winning captain Sean the Doc Doherty. The captain of Kevin Heffernan's first All-Ireland winning team in 1974 has passed away at the age of 78. He is described by Dublin GAA as a no-nonsense fullback who inspired those around him. Doherty was part of a Dublin team that contested 5 consecutive All-Ireland deciders, winning a total of 3. Moving on to soccer, and Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers expects Cork City to give his team a test tonight. Cork native Adam Eda and former League of Ireland duo Liam Scales and Johnny Kenny, they're in the Hoops squad. The match at Super Value Park at Kiev marks the inaugural Cork Super Cup, and it's underway at 6 o'clock. Republic of Ireland midfielder Lily Ag has put pen to a one-year contract extension with Women's Super League 2 side Birmingham City. The 31-year-old will remain with the Blues until the summer of 2026 as they bid to return to the English top flight. Ag, who has 11 caps for Ireland, moved from London City Lionesses in 2023. And Chelsea can reach the final of the Club World Cup this evening with victory against Fluminense. The teams meet at the MetLife Stadium, but Enzo Maresca's side, they'll be without Liam Delap and Levi Colwill, who are both suspended. Elsewhere, Germany and Sweden could advance the knockout stage of Group C from Group C at the Women's European Championships this evening. Both won their opening matches. Germany, they play Denmark, that's just started. Before Poland, they take on Sweden. That one starts at 8 o'clock. And the Wales team coach has been involved in a road traffic collision on its way to training at the Women's Euros. No one on board the coach or the other vehicle involved is believed to be hurt. Wales take on France in the second of their group games in Group D tomorrow evening. In the UEFA Conference League this evening, first qualifying round, Cliftonville, they make the journey to Gibraltar. They play St Joseph's. That game has just started at 5 o'clock. In rugby, Australia have been hit with a major injury blow ahead of their test series, with the Lions out half Noah Lo Celso has been ruled out of all three games after undergoing surgery. Lo Celso has been a regular under Joe Smith, left the Wallabies weekend win against Fiji in a neck brace. And Ireland head coach Neil Doak has made four changes to his team for tomorrow's game against New Zealand at the Under-20 Rugby Championship. Oisin Minogue and Conor Kenley come into the pack, while in the back line, Johnny Scott and Daniel Green, they both start. In tennis, world number one Aryna Sabalenka is through to semi-finals at Wimbledon after being given a big scare. She fell behind to German world number 104 Laura Siegmund before completing a victory in three sets. And the last British player standing, Cameron Norrie, is next up on centre court against defending men's champion Carlos Alcaraz. And Taylor Fritz, he beat Karen Khachanov in four sets after their quarterfinal was disrupted by a wrong call by the automatic line calling system. Finally, for this evening, the Tour de France, after stage four, Tadej Pogacar came through. He defeated Mathieu van der Poel. The Dutch rider has just done enough, though, to hold on to the yellow jersey. Jonas Vingegaard ended up third today, just ahead of British rider Oscar Only. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Katie.
Thanks, Kenny. Gardaí have issued a warning about the danger of quads after a criminal damage incident involving the use of quads on Wednesday last in Carndonagh. Five youths on quads were captured on CCTV driving in a dangerous manner around the green area at the Public Services Centre at around 10:30 that night, causing extensive damage to the green. Gardaí Niall Maguire says this is just one of a number of similar type incidents that have occurred in recent times in the Carndonagh area, and urged parents to be aware of the potential dangers of allowing their children to use quads.
These are probably local kids that are doing this. They're just damaging their own facilities and their own area. Listen, quads aren't toys, and my appeal today is for the parents, not just the kids, because it just seems that the kids aren't listening, and there's various reasons for that. Maybe just they're so young, they just don't understand the dangers, because we have had fatalities, we've had broken backs, we've had all sorts of young people presenting with injuries and accidents in relation to quads over the years, and it's going to happen again for sure. Parents are well aware that their kids shouldn't be on the road, so the parents obviously think, like a lot of people, and when we come across road traffic collisions, most people they didn't think it would happen to them, but it does happen to them. So, you know, parents, they're also criminally responsible for their kids as well. So, you know, you don't want us knocking your door and maybe your kid being involved in an accident or even lightly hurt or whatever, and then you being then charged and taken to court with child endangerment, which is an indictable offence and carries huge penalties.
FRS Co-op has appointed local coordinators to lead dedicated deer management units in areas of the country that are well known as hotspots for wild deer, including in Donegal. Two dedicated DMUs known as N1 for Leitrim and N2 for Donegal have been established as part of their contract to establish a total of 15 deer management units. The local coordinators will engage with farmers and landowners in the area to identify issues relating to deer that currently exist and to help facilitate deer management by engaging with local hunters. Michael Keegan, manager of FRS Co-op's deer management programme, says one of the aims is to bring the wild deer population down to a sustainable level.
The country's been split up into 15 regions. We have 15 deer management units, and each deer management unit has a coordinator assigned. Some coordinators are managing two units, depending on their geographical location, etc. The purpose of this is to bring about a more coordinated approach to deer management. There hasn't really ever been a national-scale coordinated deer management effort in the country before. There has been a few local efforts, all right, but nothing on a national scale. The function of the coordinator would be to coordinate between hunters and landowners. We're basically there to help identify problems where there are some and find solutions to deal with them. So in some areas that will mean population reductions and just a better population management. Like at the moment, there's no structure to deer management in Ireland in any way. So what we're trying to do is bring about a more structured approach to deer management.
And now for the weather. It will be rather cloudy this evening with patches of light rain and drizzle, but a few sunny spells will manage to break through. Westerly winds will be light to moderate, mostly cloudy tonight with patches of mist and drizzle, mild with lowest temperatures of 12 to 15 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information as an investigation into the crash that claimed the lives of Natalie McLaughlin and her six-year-old daughter Ella gets underway. The car that Natalie was driving in collided with a van on the R240 in Carrowmore. It's emerged this afternoon that residents' associations could be held responsible for damage or injuries caused by trees falling within their estates. The issue arose at a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, during which Councillor Jerry McMonagle said with increased weather warnings around climate change and warnings of more severe weather conditions in the future, the risk posed by trees needs to be assessed. Gardaí are investigating a hit and run that happened in Muff on Tuesday the 24th of June. A white Audi and a blue Volvo Jeep collided on the R239 at Sapa at approximately 7:38 p.m. And the Grand Master of the Orange Order is calling for more support for the annual 12th of July parade in Rosnaula. The event, which takes place on the Saturday before the 12th each year, attracts thousands, with members of over 50 lodges from Donegal, Monaghan, Cavan, Leitrim and across Northern Ireland attending, along with a number of international visitors. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, July 8th. The death has occurred of Paddy Joe Coyle, Gort Fad, Rafoe, County Donegal. Paddy Joe will repose at his late residence from 12 o'clock tomorrow, with rosary at 9 o'clock. The funeral cortege will leave his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St Union's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed online at parishofrafoe.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Cancer Care West, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Rafoe. The death has occurred of Maureen Shanahan, Nee Morning, the Sheeling Ard O'Donnell Letterkenny, formerly of Ballymagowan Fanad. Maureen is reposing at her home until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Removal on Thursday morning, going to St Union's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Conwell Graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on Church Services TV. The death has occurred of Rosemary Boyd, Nee Barr, of Carrick Finn and formerly from High Road, Letterkenny. Rosemary's remains will be reposing at her home today and again tomorrow. Service of Thanksgiving at 2 o'clock in St Andrew's Church, Carrick Finn, with interment afterwards in the Old Church, Dunluey. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean McGlynn, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Anne Cairns, née Lockery, 239 Melmount Road, Victoria Bridge, and formerly of Newton Stewart, reposing at her son Martin's home, Greenhill House, 2 Carrigullen Road, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time plays from 10 o'clock tonight and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.